Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org.
Hey everybody, this is Berg Vivant. You should know that by now. And I am Mike Bazzelli, and this is Lonnie the Theater Lady, and we are here to talk about Guys and Dolls. Guys and Dolls. It is at the Public Theater. And it is downtown, the O'Reilly Theater at the Pittsburgh Public, directed by Ted Pappas. Really, really interesting show, old show, as you may know. It's like
from 1950.
I thought it was even older than that, frankly.
No.
But okay.
Think about the styles and the costumes.
They go to
1950.
Cuba, and now like we can finally go back to Cuba. So you know, it's all come around. Everything old is new again.
There you go.
I loved
this show.
You did?
I really did, yeah.
Okay.
For me, Guys and Dolls, this production of it, it was high energy, delightful, sometimes frisky.
Ooh.
Yeah, and even lusty at times, but a kind of innocence to the lustiness, like a 50s lustiness.
Yes.
Yeah, it was really, I thought, a
Michael
feel-good experience.
Greer's Cuba dance was probably the like dun 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 dun, dun. Yeah, probably, yes.
Speaking of that, I love the choreography.
The choreography, also choreographed by
Ted Pappas, as well as directed, and he had an assistant choreographer, Carol Schuberg. And okay. I thought the choreography was such fun. It was such high energy, and there were some really original and creative moves when they had the men shimmying. It
you
just
don't hear original and
up.
Guys and Dolls often together. But yeah,
but
the production was great. The production.
It really was. And the set, I thought, was magnificent.
Schweikart.
Yeah, with all the 50s
right.
advertisements in the back. Mm-hmm. And
there's
so
an O'Reilly's pub.
And exciting.
Very clever. Yeah.
Yeah.
If people don't know the show, it is about a bunch of gamblers. Nathan Detroit is running a gambling ring. Joel, played by Joel Hurt Jones, who was fantastic as Nathan Detroit.
Yes, he was.
He's got a girlfriend who's played by Kristen Wyatt, who was also probably the highlight of the show for me.
She was hilarious.
Right. She plays Adelaide.
She made me laugh so hard.
Dancer the Hot Box.
And she just really has great comedic timing and movement. Everything about her. She's just really funny.
Very funny. Very funny girl. She's probably my favorite performer in the show. Well, with her, it's tied for her and Quinn Patrick Shannon as Nicely Nicely Johnson, who does a really great job as he's sort of like a hood, a crook, I guess, but he's a...
He's one of the guys.
He's like, but really fun. He sings a song called Don't Rock the Boat. It's probably one of the best numbers. The second half of the show...
Sit down, you're rocking the boat.
What did I say?
Don't rock the boat. I think that's...
Sit down,
rock
don't
boat,
rock the
don't
boat.
Don't rock the boat,
oh,
baby,
yeah, yeah.
rock
okay.
the boat.
Yeah, yeah.
You're
okay.
thinking it was a disco song.
Okay. So, yes. Sit down, you're rocking the boat. Excellent production. I think, personally, the second half of the show moves much faster. It has more of the songs that you recognize, like Luck Be a Lady Tonight, Sit Down, You're Rocking the Boat. I particularly like the show about the marry him today.
Oh, that
change
was
him
cute.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. But don't you think a lot of times that happens? The first act is kind of setting things up for what's to come.
Yeah,
I think that happens pretty frequently. And the first act for me was every bit as much fun because. No, you can't.
Okay. All right.
Do the show as it's written. Come on.
Okay. The writer in me agrees with you.
There are a lot of Pittsburgh actors in this, too. Dana Michelle Griffith, Daniel Krell. How about Tony Bingham?
Tony Bingham was great.
As the police officer.
Yes, it made me laugh out loud.
Me, too.
Laugh out loud performance from Tony Bingham.
Larry John Meyer.
I don't know him. But
no? Did I say the name wrong there?
No, it could be. I don't know. I don't know everybody. But yeah, I would go for the performances. I'd go for the set.
I'd go for the dancing, and the costumes were phenomenal.
The costumes were
This
fun
was
too.
A really lavish production.
Lavish production.
Very lavish. The costumes were kind of retro, colorful, 50s.
Well, as it should be. It's from the 50s, yeah.
Yeah, but they just really, I thought, added a lot.
Okay.
Everything combined just was, I can't use a better word than lavish, glorious.
Stellar production. Of Guys
Absolutely.
And Dolls. If you love Guys and Dolls, this is the production to see.
Even if you don't like Guys and Dolls, this is the production to see.
Yeah, probably.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and BergVivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find BergVivant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvivant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.